Time to talk some Oregon baseball. The ace lefty off a terrific 2017 season. Yesterday became a first-round pick in the MLB draft, now a member of the New York Mets. Welcome in, David Peterson. David, thanks for the time. How are things going today?
Yeah, thank you for having me. Things are going really well. Very excited, very thankful, and honored to be picked in the first round. And at this moment, I'm just trying to really soak it all in and enjoy it with my friends and family, and then we'll see where it goes from here.
How much sleep did you get last night?
I got a little bit of sleep. It was pretty exciting, you know, and obviously a lot of good emotions. And so it was a fun night, and glad that I had friends and family here to enjoy it as well.
You know, we always hear with athletes or celebrities when a big moment occurs, you always hear, "My phone blew up." Did your phone blow up beyond recognition last night?
Yeah, it did. I'm still trying to get back to people and reply to text messages and stuff. And so it was cool to see, and very thankful for all the support that I've gotten. And yeah, I couldn't thank everyone enough.
So your freshman season, you made 14 starts. You had a 4.4 ERA last year, down to 3.7. You had 1 week where you were National Pitcher of the Week. Then this season, 100 innings. You had an unbelievable strikeout-to-inning ratio, ERA down to 2.5. What did you do or what happened to where you just took your game to another level this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was just the last 2 years kind of coming together and clicking, and the successes and failures that I've learned along the way. And it was definitely fun. And yeah, like I said, it just felt like everything clicked.
We're talking with, I guess, the newest New York Met, David Peterson. Obviously, as a starter since you've arrived, you've had a pretty consistent battery mate with Tim Cusnara. What could you tell us about kind of how in sync you've been with a guy who's pretty much been a regular catcher your 3 years here?
Yeah, I mean, Tim's awesome. He's one of my best friends and an incredible catcher, and I'm honored to have played with him for the last 3 years and have him be my catcher. And It's been really fun, and he knows how to handle the pitchers, and he knows the game really well, and it makes it a lot easier on a pitcher when you got a catcher back there who really knows what he's doing, like Tim.
You know, for a lot of fans who get focused on a draft, it's the NFL or the NBA. The MLB draft is just a little different. As far as the whole process, you know, teams or scouts who contact you. So heading into yesterday, did you have an idea where you'd go, who might take you, or does it get to a point it's just a matter you got to turn it on and hope you get picked in the first round and wait it out?
Obviously hearing things about some sort of a range that I was going to be in. I didn't know exactly where I'd talk to the Mets and some other teams, but honestly, until it happened, I didn't know for sure what was going to happen. And obviously during the draft, there's a lot that's said, and a lot of people want to speculate and all the mock drafts and stuff like that. And so, yeah, I didn't know for sure until it actually happened. And when it did, I was overcome with emotions and very excited.
Now, as far as going to the Mets, as somebody who grew up back there, they've got a great history drafting and developing young pitching. Their scouting director, Mark Tremuda, it's his first year. So what have you been able to learn about the organization that has brought along, you know, guys like Noah Syndergaard or Jacob deGrom, and this is where you're going to start your pro career?
Yeah, I mean, you look at them. They've got a lot of good pitching, and that's exciting to see, obviously, and to see myself as one of the next great pitchers in that organization is something that I've set as a goal. And like I said, right now, it's about enjoying the moment and seeing what happens in the future when that comes. But yeah, from what I know, they develop arms really well, and I'm very excited to have been drafted by them. And I can't wait to see what the future holds.
Couple of final thoughts for New York Met first-round pick David Peterson. So you went to high school in Denver, obviously played here. So one way or another, you're going to a different part of the country. Their rookie league team is in Tennessee, short season A-ball in Brooklyn. You have any idea where you're headed and when you're going to find out?
No, I have no clue right now. Like I said, I'm kind of enjoying it right now, and obviously they have more picks in the draft, so they're focused on that, and the business side of it will be taken care of in the next couple of days, and we'll handle that when it gets there. But, yeah, I'm just soaking it all in right now.
Lastly, when you think about the process of getting recruited, you decided Oregon was your place after a great high school career in Colorado. So I guess some parting thoughts, what it was like playing here for this staff in Eugene at PK Park in front of the Duck supporters. What pops into your head?
Well, I mean, I'm very thankful that the baseball program got brought back, and it was huge by Pat Kilkenny to bring it back and Coach Horton to come up here, and they've built a good foundation for the program, and I was honored and blessed to have played here and played for the fans and attended the University of Oregon. And it's been an incredible journey, and I can't thank the university and the coaches and my teammates and everyone that's been there enough.
Pretty exciting time in your life, DP. I know you only got about 5 million things going on right now, but really appreciate you finding some time to talk with us. Wishing you nothing but the best and health and success. Thanks again, and hope to see you throwing in Queens real soon.
Thank you very much.
All right, have a good one, David.